Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a little business to take care of today. We have some phone calls standing by.
Oh, man.
We've got a full slate of calls. We want to get through these quickly so we can deal with a breaking story.
Breaking news.
Whenever it feels like breaking.
Is that our motto?
Diamond, Josh Nikki Spiegel Diamond, News. N. Diamond from St. Petersburg. Yes, sir.
Everywhere around the world. They're coming to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they're coming to America.
Oscar loves
But Diamond. In Russia, flag unfurls you.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's probably the best pop record to ever use the word unfurled, I would say.
Joel Rogers is in Florida. Joel, are you in state?
You know, I'm on the road in Florida and not the best cell coverage. So say that one more time for me, please.
You're in Florida. What part of Florida are you in?
Taking the reins.
I'm headed to Bach Tower to play the Carillon and then headed to Legoland. So it's vacation time.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Joel. I've been to Amsterdam 10 times this year, and I'm going back next week.
Joel.
So I need to pick you guys up.
Joel.
Authentic Dutch
Stroopwafel. I can't hear you.
Joel.
Bad cell coverage.
Joel, you can't hear us, can you?
I can hear you say Joel once, but that was about all I heard. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. All right. What did you say about Stroopwafels?
I'm going to Amsterdam next week.
Frankie!
Good show. Well, you have to pick those up.
Pandemonium here. Jesus.
Do you want
Christ.
Them in like the commemorative tin, or do you want just the generic bag but with chocolate or something?
Here we go. Yes.
Okay.
Can you, Joel, we're having trouble communicating with you, but send along what you feel is best. Did you hear that?
Only the best.
Only the best.
I heard that you'll get them direct from the Netherlands next week.
God bless you, Joel. Stay safe. Thank you. Woo! Let's go to Lex Luthor
that
from Metropolis.
Might be a fake
What's
name.
Going on to Wide Open Wednesday? Hello.
So you're saying he can stop a bullet, but he has X-ray vision?
Because Gene Hackman played Luthor in the Christopher Reeve Superman.
Oh, okay. Gene Hackman tribute.
Yes,
he's a nerdy reporter, but he's a superhero. I understand.
See, Mike, he's doing this.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Let's go to Jim from Worcester. Jim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning from Worcester. How things in Worcester? Getting ready for the big storm?
Storm.
Oh, yeah. We got a hell of a lot of snow coming in here.
Well, that's great. You can weather that storm as long as you're not sober.
I got some moxie here, and I got coffee. Who wants coffee?
Who wants coffee? Hang in there. Not much of a storm in Washington. What? Okay, everybody's.
I'm just checking in to see if Mike still cracks up whenever anyone mentions the name of former child actor Billy Mooney.
There's your answer.
You
sir.
Win. Thank you.
And that has to Billy do with Moomy. The colloquialism of Moomy, right?
Moomy was what we called poo in my house.
Yes.
Let's go to Rick from Concord, California. Every week it's the same. I'm beginning to recognize the same people that this is their fix. Rick from Concord, California. Hello.
It's nickname Rick with more blame shtick on this wonderful Wide Open Wednesday.
This is a family show, sir.
Yeah, he's going to do a word, you think?
I really shouldn't encourage these callers, but I love them. I love our regular callers. Are we okay? Are we okay up there? Is everything all right?
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
What are you pointing at?
The overall mix is hot, is what I'm trying to tell Rob.
Yeah, okay, and he's not touching anything. Anyway, let's go to Nate from Prince Frederick. Nate, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we this morning?
Oh, couldn't be better.
Life is good.
Couldn't be better.
Fantastic. Hey, so I'm calling the helpline to offer some help. I heard you guys talking the other day. You're getting ready to celebrate your 2,000th regular episode.
It's coming up, man.
It'll be on May 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of us will be here for that.
It may not actually be on May 4th. It may be on May 5th because the numbering of the show missed 1944. It went from 1943 to 1945.
Oh, wow.
We will put our research staff on that.
How do you think that happened, sir? Please break that down.
I don't know who names the shows or who comes up with the numbering convention and all, but I just happened to notice it about a week ago and thought I would call the helpline.
We appreciate the help.
Well, clearly there was a misstep. Maybe we can give him an explanation.
Yeah, who numbers the shows?
Matthew?
That would be me. I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to find where that went wrong.
He's going to try to find a lot of things on this show, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. You're going to find out. Let's go to Brian from Chantilly. Brian, you're on Wide Open Wednesday. Lots of calls pouring in today on Wide Open Wednesday. Hi, Brian.
Hello, everybody.
Good night.
Everyone loved Little Michael picking the brackets. And so I'm really directing this to Oscar. Have you thought how else to exploit the little child for the benefit of the show?
You know, there are...
Wait, hold on. Whoa. Why are you asking Oscar that? Why, that's my kid you're talking about.
Yeah, but there are employment laws, Mike, that we have to consider as a business.
Well, I'm not going to have him come in and, you know, renovate the studio and hang drywall, for Christ's sake. And it's my kid.
All I'm saying,
it'd be
Mike...
a cute little thing. And I'm what?
We've looked into having a tutor at the studio so he doesn't have to go to school.
Hey, Brian, would you like me to tell you the way I wish this call would go? Here's the way I wish this call would have gone. Brian calls him from Chantilly, and he says, Oscar, it was really kind of cute when Michael was doing the brackets. I was wondering, you know, Michael's not going to be adorable in four forever. And, you know, if we keep this whole child theme going, perhaps you could put up for the cause.
Exactly.
And
a little crumb cruncher of your own, which would be spectacular. That's ratings gold.
Yeah,
that's the reason I fathered a child again.
If you look on the history of the show, there was even a time when Robert was cute and helpful and
yes, way
useful.
Back when.
We
and
actually
now he's
have
driving his father nuts.
We have a working title for Little Michael's pilot.
Oh, we do?
Yes. Little Michael's Tricycles. And the little gang gets together and has little microphones on tricycles.
He's off of school this week. Let me see if I can grab him.
Oh, I'd like that.
And they do a podcast
Michael,
on tricycles.
Michael, you want to come in and be on the show? I don't know where he went. Maybe he can't.
Maybe he's doing show prep.
Anyway, I don't know.
Maybe he triked away.
But he triked away. He's outside.
Michael's anyway. Tricycles.
Michael's Tricycles. Thank you very much for the call. No, Rick, you don't get two. No. Doesn't work that way. Sorry. One call per person
That's
today.
All.
Nick from Vermont, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
It's going great.
One thing that I always wondered, Mike, when I think about you going back up to Washington, D.C. from Florida and seeing everybody, I always wonder how you greet everybody when you walk in the studio. Do you hug Pony? Do you shake Oscar's hand? Do you high-five?
We hug, do we not? Do we
I know
not
that
hug?
You and I are huggers, but it doesn't really count because based on our stomachs, our faces don't ever get very close.
I hug Oscar and Rob. Pony, do I hug you?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, generally. So I'm a hugger. I hug my coworkers who I have not seen, sir.
I don't know what you do with Diego around the corner when we can't see you from this
open
vantage
mouth,
point.
Open mouth, full on the lips kiss.
Followed by a slap.
Mouth, yes, followed by a slap on the buttock. That's what I do.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
isn't it great when a caller gets exactly what he wanted? Did you hear that sound of satisfaction where he's just grinning, going, thank you.
Thank you.
I love that. Let's go to Wes from York County, Pennsylvania. Hi, Wes. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, guys. Well, hello from snowy York County, Pennsylvania. How's everybody?
Are you getting hammered? How much are you getting up there, pal?
They're calling anywhere from 8 to 12 up here, and we're getting snow and sleet right now. I'm right on the Maryland border, and it's looking pretty nasty.
Now, Rob and Oscar indicated to me that in D.C., they blew it. They blew it!
How about your forecast? You blew it!
You blew it.
Hello?
Okay, well, thanks so much for the... Did you have anything else, Wes, or is that...
Yeah, just three real quick things.
Real quick.
Mike, you had talked about your mom the other day, the anniversary of her passing, so my condolences.
Yes.
I lost
Thank
my
you.
Dad 30 years ago on the 16th, so it you know, still missing him. It doesn't get any easier, so condolences there for you. Oscar, when I got the push on Sunday, the test push.
Yes.
I messaged Oscar and I said, it works great. And Oscar wrote right back. I mean, within like 10 minutes. So
there you
thank
go.
You, Oscar.
See, good job. Always working. Thank you, sir, Wes, for reporting in. I appreciate it.
And then yesterday was my birthday, and the very first birthday greeting on my Facebook page was from Rob. So I thought that was
we got it covered.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Man. We got it covered.
Wow, it's pretty nice.
By the way, let me just say, Wes, let me tell you why I appreciate this call. Because later in the broadcast, we're probably going to piss off some of the real dedicated fans of this show. So I'm glad that you are indicating that you are overserved by the audience. When we disappoint people.
We overserve.
We overserve. Thank you very much. Let's go. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, get the jingle ready because it's time for Mo's Stock Pick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. How to get rich in the market, especially with the Facebook crash. Time to find out. Mo, what is your stock pick of the week?
Twitter.
Twitter.
He's right because you're fighting
Mo. He's right because Facebook has been crapping out.
Stock tip of the day.
And you know what's great is his stock tips are short enough that you could put them on Twitter. They have the right number of characters.
Let's go to Slovakia.
Hey.
And say hi to Stan in Slovakia. Stan, how are you over there in the wilds of Slovakia?
Hey, guys. Oscar, Rob, and Mike, how are you?
We're wonderful. How are you on a little vacation late at night in Slovakia? You having a good time?
No, I live in Slovakia. I used to live in the United States for close to 10 years, and I moved back in 2009.
This is a true international listener. You know, I would like to make this podcast number one in Slovakia.
Oh,
Stan.
Yeah.
How do you think we can do that?
I'm not sure. I'm probably the only listener in Slovakia, I guess.
I could probably do a little research here, but in America we download podcasts. In Slovakia, what do they do, Mike, you think?
Podcast download you. That's kind of a So Stan, what time it's let me see, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. Oh, it's the middle of the mid afternoon.
Yeah, it's quarter after 2.
Yeah, mid afternoon. Very good. And yes.
6 hour difference, but you switched the time a little bit a couple of weeks earlier than we did. So.
Well, that's wonderful. And how did you find out about the show? Did you start listening when you were over in the States?
Yeah, I'm a listener since probably 2003 when you were in Mike O'Mara show on 106.7.
Was the show instrumental in teaching you how to speak English, sir?
Because I learned from American television.
I started with television and I listened to the radio. And in Slovakia, since I can't talk English too much, I keep listening. So it keeps me updated on the D.C. area where
Stan,
I live. So.
Stan, let me ask you a favor. Is there a way that you could give a pitch for the Mike O'Mara show where you could try to sell to your fellow Slovakians, for anybody that might be Slovakian that's over here in the States, in your native tongue? Could you just talk about how wonderful the Mike O'Mara show is? And if you use your native language and you say Mike O'Mara, we'll know that you're talking about
right.
us. Could you do a little something for us? I hate to put you on the spot, but I'd love to hear that.
I absolutely can.
Go
can
ahead.
Do it over to Facebook. And to all Slovakian, in my language?
Please.
Yes, in your language. Go ahead right now.
Okay. Všetci Slováci a Češi, ktorí sú v oblasti a počujú, počúvajte Mike O'Mara show. Je to veľmi dobrá show.
Wow.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Stan.
Well done.
Thank you, and keep up the fight in Slovakia. Thank you very much for calling in, my friend. Let's go to Josh from Redline. A lot of calls from PA today. Redline, Pennsylvania. Another one of those great Pennsylvania towns.
Yeah.
Redline, where everybody's hot. Go ahead there, Josh.
How you guys doing? I just wanted to call in to say I love the show, and I am a proud member of the Rock Bob.
Boo! Hang up on him. All right, there we go.
What an ass.
And let's go. This first call is because we have some business to take care of.
Yes.
Stefan from Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Well, I'm not good, to be honest with you. You'll find out later. I'm not really that good.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mike. Mike, I got an idea for the show, and I hate doing this over the phone, but right. I think it's really something that can help the show out, and that is to start streaming on Twitch, because that'll allow you to get subscribers, and that'll allow you to get some money in every month for anyone that's an Amazon user as well.
Mm. I go to Oscar Santana. Oscar, what say you about that?
Are you a bonus show subscriber, sir?
I am a bonus show subscriber. I'm about a week behind.
Okay, so we're not switching platforms per se, but I am aware of the Twitch opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to private message me, I'd like to have a marketing meeting with you, because it seems like you know a little more than I do, and I'm always self-aware enough to say that.
There you go. That's yes. the way. Well, that's me, what keeps you going.
One thing, I made a page for you guys, just to make sure the Mike O'Mara show would be protected.
Well, then you definitely have to write me so I can get those creds.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to give that to you guys, you and Pony. So I will go ahead and do that. I have Pony's email, and I will go ahead and
email me, Oscar@MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stefan, and he's serious about that, Stefan, so we'd really like to do that. Anything no, for the show.
Oh, that's
and Stefan,
idea.
We appreciate somebody that's looking out for us. That's awesome. And Oscar will be in touch with you. We mean that sincerely.
Thank
okay?
you. Thank you.
Thanks. Sounds good, guys. You appreciate have a great
thanks.
Day.
Thank you,
thanks
sir.
So much. Boy, they're just pouring in today. Tom from Lehi, Utah. Tom, you are on the Mike O'Mara show. I can't stop taking these calls. It's crazy.
Everyone's at home, like Mike. Yeah, everyone's at home.
Blizzard.
Pony, do you feel like the firing squad's just sitting in front of you, waiting to pull the triggers?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why it's shooting at me, but go ahead.
Oh, okay.
You know what's sad is a lot of times...
That makes me sad.
Mike, a lot of times when you're in front of a firing squad, they give you a cigarette.
Tom, Lehi, Utah, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'm very excited. It's a new job, new commute, my first opportunity to call in. I just want to say I love you guys. I also want to say you might want to translate Stan's message. I think he said some nasty things.
No, I don't think so, sir.
Enjoy your first day at work and keep listening to the Mike O'Mara show. Brad from Glen Burnie. Brad, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Hello.
Abandon your cars now.
It's in the D.C. area, John Bernie. So he's there. All right. Okay. Let's take a break.
All right.
We're going to start the show. When we come back, it's the saga. It's Pony, and more Pony. We have to find out why he is not going to Japan today. Silence. We'll do that when we come back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's all right? So we talk to the beautiful brunette baby.
Look, she didn't like me, okay? I'm in a fool of myself.
Baby, don't talk that way.
You're right? You're so money and you don't even know it.
That's what I keep trying to tell you. So money.
Could you not mess with me right now?
Baby, we're not.
We're not.
So you're not just like.
No, I'm not fucking with you. Honestly, Mike, I'm telling you, you're money. You're so fucking money.
All right, and I want you to go over to that girl and I want you to get those digits.
You're money.
Come here a second. Listen to me. Now look it. When you go up to talk to her, man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie. You know, the guy you're not sure whether or not you like yet. You're not sure where he's coming from. Okay? You're a bad man. You're a bad man. You're a bad man. Bad man.
See, baby, it's not that hard.
Hey, Winnie.
3-1-0.
So how long do I wait to call?
About a day.
Tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Tomorrow, then a day.
Yeah. So 2 days.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Definitely.
2 days. 2 days is like industry standard. No, I used to wait 2 days to call anybody, but now it's like everyone in town waits 2 days. So I think 3 days is kind of money. What do you think?
Yeah, well, but 2's enough not to look anxious.
Yeah, 2's enough not to look anxious, but I think 3 days is kind of money.
Yeah,
you know?
But you know what? Maybe I'll wait 3 weeks. How's that? And tell her I was cleaning out my wallet and I just happened to run into her number.
Then ask her where you met her.
Yeah, let's go where I met her. I don't remember. What does she look like? And then I'll ask if we f***ed. Would that be tea? Would that be the money?
You know what? Ha ha ha, Mike. Laugh all you want. But if you call too soon, you might scare off a nice baby who's ready to party.
Well, how long are you guys going to wait to call your babies?
Six days.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show. and a podcast with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it and get our show all day, every day. Reach us at 888-920-MORE, especially today.
Yes.
Wide open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Sleep Number. I had fun with my Sleep Number bed the other night, where I usually keep it at about an 85-90 setting, and I went down because I tweaked my back a little bit on the golf course.
Sure.
I went down to a 50 just to see.
Saw.
And I did okay. And I did okay. Nice. But then last night I went back up to like a 90 just to see how super firm it was. And that's the great thing about the Sleep Number bed. You can adjust it to the perfect mm-hmm. setting for you. You can tweak it and you can get it right. You know, you can get it right every single time. Mm-hmm. You know that a fresh, decluttered bedroom will relax you so you sleep better?
Did that, Buffy? Yeah, we had that in the news this week, actually.
Maybe it's time to consider a fresh mattress. Take it from me. I love my Sleep Number bed. I've been talking about it, and I absolutely adore it. Here's a fact. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. With the Sleep Number bed, you can choose your ideal firmness on each side of the bed, so it's just right for both of you. It's so comfortable, you can actually feel it contour to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips for more proper spinal alignment. And trust me, it has been a back saver for me. I love my Sleep Number. My setting last night was a 90. Carla's has been like anywhere between a 75 and an 80 lately. Mm-hmm. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90. Sleep Woo! Number Queen mattresses start at only $899.99. Right now, during the spring clearance event, you can save up to $600 on their most popular beds. Sleep Number has over 550 stores nationwide. You can find the nearest one, one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS, and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Please make sure you do that. Thank you for the calls, and I'll just get Ben from Fredericksburg out of the way, and then we'll deal with the situation.
Okay.
Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Yeah, you know, Rob does a great job of putting the show up on a really timely basis, but did it get put up late yesterday?
I don't do that.
Yes. That's actually Pony Boy's responsibility.
Yeah, that's me. We were training Adrian on it, so we took a little bit longer than usual.
Oh, that was time well spent.
Okay. Yes, it was.
When I don't see it by a certain time, I just start looking for bankruptcy notifications.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, sir. When I speak to podcasters, whether it's here at Podcast Village or people just ask randomly on Facebook, I said, the most important aspect of your show is to be reliable.
Exactly.
And always be there on time and have your ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Got it.
All right. Okay. Thank you. That's great.
You know, the problem with that guy, his ducks were all over the place.
All right. Let me go to my thread here. See how this rolls. Okay.
All right.
Yesterday on the show, the TMOS fan club, a subset of the fan club, was instrumental in providing a trip to both Rob Spiewak and Ponyboy Matt Bloom.
Ponies yes.
came up first, and we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, actually for a month.
I would
or
say,
so.
Well, realistically, Mike, we've since been talking
November.
Since November.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Since New Orleans.
I would say months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the way this rolled is that yesterday, it came up on the show that there was a glitch in the trip with Ponyboy, that that he was going to have a problem with his medications that he takes for I don't know what you take your medications for.
ADD.
ADD, and that in Japan, that's not a substance that they allow in Japan.
Precisely.
And so this came as a surprise because we had been talking about the trip to Japan leading up to this.
Japan. Sure. That's all I heard about. Japan.
Right. Japan. You were going to go over to Japan. You were going to Japan. Then during the show, the discussion was perhaps you contact the Japanese consulate to find out what happened. So that's where we left it on the show, mm-hmm. that you were going to do that, even though it was pretty short notice.
Right. Kind of murky overall.
Very
kind of
concerned
details.
About that. Then yesterday at 3:10, this is the thread that begins. Pony writes, the tour agency contacted the Japanese authorities. There's no paperwork or forms or exceptions. I would be detained and sent home right away. detained if you brought these medications into Japan?
Yeah, yeah, and there's no form or paperwork I could get to authorize it.
Looks like I'll be in tomorrow. And then Rob Spiewak writes, boo, like boo.
Yeah.
And Oscar writes, holy S, and then follows that up by, so that's it?
Pretty much. That's it.
Then Rob, who is so sweet and so
kind,
coddling and soft and kind, writes, Pony, I am so sorry. And Oscar writes, me too. And then Pony says, what S? At least I quit smoking because of it, but I feel bad about all of the folks that made this trip happen.
Yeah, yeah. I do.
Yeah.
And Rob writes, not your fault. Be mad, but don't feel bad. You're the kindest guy I know.
Well, you
and
know,
if
he
you were
was
running this show, we would be in fucking dust right now. I mean, in all seriousness. I mean, you notice who didn't join in on the soft, fuzzy thread?
Yeah.
The person that realizes that there are going to be turbo pissed off people that ponied up hundreds of dollars for this trip.
Yes.
Pony.
And then Oscar writes, you can always try to go later. I doubt it. I think this is this. You cancel a flight. It's thousands of dollars. And I don't know. I don't know. But I have to. Someone has to say on behalf of the people, I am personally extremely sorry for this. This is I know that there are people that went through a process to put their hard-earned money into this, and then within 24 hours, which should have been months in advance of this, if you were concerned about this, this should. I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but I'm giving you a hard time because it sounds to me like, you know, there you don't have an answer about whether there's going to be a refund. You don't have an answer as far as even if your flight was canceled. You made the decision whether you were nervous to even go on the trip at all. And I'm not convinced whether you even wanted to go because it was over and suddenly I'll be in tomorrow. Bing, bang, boom. And I'm sitting here last night and I'm, as Rob will tell you, when I talked to Rob.
Yes.
And you didn't answer your phone, which is, and Rob was so grateful for that, that you didn't answer your phone because I was just taken aback by this because I was the recipient of one of these trips for the fan club. And this is expensive stuff.
Oh, I get
it's
that.
It's fabulous. And now it's like, poof, you have a flight in an hour. To go. Yes, Oscar Santana. Go right
may
ahead.
I approach the bench, Your Honor?
Yes. Yes, please do. Please.
Is it possible that the person they decided to send overseas never wanted to go overseas?
I think that's a valid question. That's a
it's one we theorized. So you're not a good traveler.
So quick.
Pony.
You just were almost you don't see it, but we read the text. You were almost giddy that the responsibility of this trip was now removed and you could come back into your routine.
Now I would like to address the court.
Okay.
Yes, address the court.
So that previous thing was just to the bench.
Just to the bench.
Okay, I'm with you.
So after the program yesterday, after all the training, and look, I actually feel bad for Diego for once. Like Adrian/Diego spent hours, his notebooks,
right,
that he didn't lose. He still actually has today. He has a process in place. I was nervous that a pothead was in charge of uploading the show. There's a lot going on.
Right.
So they say for hours after the program yesterday and today, and yesterday when I heard about this drug situation.
First time. 24 hours before this trip is going to take place.
If you're a TMOS-aholic, you know that we in earnest started looking for solutions, right?
Right.
And there's nothing more that as a team that we want to help our family. Mm. So before Pony left and was packed up leaving, I said, hey, man, while you were helping Diego, I was looking up options for you for who you need to talk to.
Right.
And I found a phone number you can call at the Japanese consulate, the U.S. Japanese consulate.
Yeah. Once again, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'll jump in here. Once again, you do this, Oscar. You do this. Mr. King Assertive. I you know what? Honest to God, you're doing all of this.
No.
But I mean, you were doing it.
I felt like
where's
little,
the urgency
my little brother
on
won't
Pony's
be
part.
Able to go to Japan, right? I felt like that was an issue. So Because we have been in this business for so long, we know how to read body language. It's actually better
right.
for us to read tones of voices.
Sure.
We have this talent because we have had to we've gone through so many reps of calls to right. know when people's emotions are in play or not, right? As I sat with my defendant, Pony Bloom, it didn't seem like he was that concerned about the process if I had to find the phone number mm-hmm. and then I had to make him call. It looked like he was leaving town. I said, you don't want to leave town if you have to turn right back around and go to the Japanese embassy or the consulate down the street or the State Department if there's some issue, right? And then I'm explaining to him that I had to get a passport once in 24 hours and a fortune. Like, we're commiserating.
Right.
And while there was some sort of like, oh, this is going to sting, there was no like, how am I going to make it on this plane? I can't let these people down. It almost seemed when I received that text that he was never going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I thought.
And the tell was, and Pony, I say this as a friend and a colleague, you're not a great liar. So I always appreciate that about you because that's who you are. You're just an honest person. But in my eyes, my defendant, though it seems like I'm prosecuting him, he threw in the, at least I quit smoking, people can't really be mad at me for not wanting to go to Japan.
Yeah.
Like a diffuser?
Yes. Something. Like,
that
I've done this.
That was a
But I
concern.
Didn't do this.
Mm.
I know. And then for me.
And let me ask Rob, ask you this question. Yeah. When you write boo, and I'm so sorry, how much of you, deep inside, I'm going to get it right into the inner cookie
okay.
of you.
Okay, come on.
Is
Soft.
Doing that because you really just don't. You know, because you're savvy enough and smart enough to think this might blow up into something bad. And you don't like that. You don't want to have
conflict. I don't like
it,
however.
Did you smell it a little bit that yeah, there might be conflict?
Of course. Well, I mean, how could okay. there not be when it's something this big that doesn't happen? And I will, right. as Oscar's co-counsel, say that even if Matt, on the surface, and was talking himself in to want to do it, I did sense an amount of relief somehow. In the tone of the text.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. There may be relief in that. And I'm not going to negate.
Right.
I probably shouldn't do this. But I have to be fair here. And I'm not going to negate the facts as they are. That if he brought this certain medication over, that there would be a legal situation
there might be
for
a
him.
Situation. There might
right.
be.
You don't yes. want to fly halfway around the yeah. world and deal with that. Where the concern is here. Is my responsibility to these people.
To our listenership,
as soon
yes.
as I personally accepted a gift from our listening group, this fan club, and Stephen Douglas McIntyre, who has had issues with people on the fan club and issues with people on the show, and he is right now taking a leave of absence, not kind of incommunicado. Not mm-hmm. This would have been a day that I would have loved to have him on the show to discuss what's going on. It would have right. been somebody that probably could have intervened on this, but doubtful. I mean, the ship has sailed. So, Pony, I think that where we are with this right now is, you know, I feel frustrated because I thought it was just bing, bang, boom, a text thread. And then you do your friggin' routine of you crawl into your hole and become incommunicado. Rob tried to call you, didn't answer. You responded to one text that your flight was at 10:30 this morning, and then nothing. You're not volunteering anything. You're not making any effort to even communicate with us. Perhaps we didn't stress. Well, no, we didn't. Based on that thread, no one stressed to you the import until I got involved in the thread late in the day. And that's the first time I mentioned to you that, let me read what I wrote. This is what I wrote last evening when we were talking about this. I said, I ask we make a scheduling change for the bonus show this week.
Right.
We normally tape it on Wednesday. We're going to tape it on Friday. I said, by the way, regarding Japan, what is the money situation? There were many folks who donated money to make this happen, and there is an obligation here. We will take a hit on this. I meant that people would be pissed.
Yeah.
Unless we have an answer on air. I think it's best to keep this off air. And then mm-hmm. Oscar and I talked about it. We decided, no, we'll talk about it on the air because we were thinking at that time that maybe we'd be able to resolve this. But it's not resolved. You're here and you're not
There's
going.
There's a responsibility.
And you don't know if money's coming back.
To our listenership.
So I'm sorry, but I mean, it's kind of, this is you, pal. This is on you. I just want to know
you
where
did
we
them
are with
raw,
this.
And yeah, then I your did. Text that said, "At least I quit smoking." Like
it's
I want
like
I want to know.
Easy.
I want to know
this
how
is
many
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, did the listeners are you saying that they paid thousands of dollars for you to quit smoking? It's all. I just want to know where the money went. Like I mean, how is
yeah,
that being shifted in your mind?
Like you've been now. You say you've been in touch with the tour company, correct?
Yes, I have.
SDM Travel.
No, not talking to SDM, just
okay.
talking to the travel company.
Okay. What's the story?
The people that are running this whole thing that mm-hmm. have all the money came into them. That
yeah.
This was a travel company that did this.
Yeah, travel agency.
What did they say about you not being able to go over because of this medication situation?
Well, yesterday I called them and I was talking to them to make sure that what I had been reading all over the internet was true because I saw mixed you know,
reports.
Suggestions about my medicine. And they called the, you know, health and wellness department in Japan and they figured out that, yeah, this medicine would not be allowed. At this point, I was pretty devastated and I had to send them an email canceling. They said they'd send me some information back. They haven't done that.
Okay.
Was the question ever asked about like the
can
money?
Can I get the money back to these wonderful people?
Because yeah. I really would like to see how we can do
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
I was waiting for them to respond to my cancellation message. They asked me to just send them a message.
Right. This is where we're going to have a tutorial here, okay? And this is what I talked to you about and other people on the show about.
Life 101.
Urgency. Urgency. Fire in your belly. This is I'd be out of my mind about this. I would have done it until midnight last night. I would have done it when I'm going. This is a big deal for people. I can completely empathize with your situation, but I can also empathize with people who are listening to this right now and are probably a little pissed off about the fact that SDM reached out to these people. I think he was the one.
He shook them down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we're
alleged.
Here and we don't have any answers. That's... And we don't have any answers because this all came up
yesterday.
Less than a day before you were going to get on a plane. It's just so friggin' misguided. And it's so, I hate to say this to you, pal, but it's so you. It's so the way you live your life. And it's killing me because this is, and by the way, you know, I wish that sometimes that everybody else on that thread had said this before. Everybody was thinking it.
We joked about it on the air. We said there's no way he makes it on that plane.
Right.
And it's just, you know, and by the way, I also rely on the goodness of people that have traveled to the Far East, you know, as far as Japan and Asia and all that, you know, pardon the 1930s reference, the Far East. but the fact is that, you know, I really wished that this could have been resolved. It just seems to me if we had had this a month ago, if we'd had this discussion a month ago, it would be a much better situation. And it speaks to, when did you really start thinking about, I don't know.
I'm when did you decide probably. Not to go? Because even on stage, when you got the announcement that you're going
yeah.
to Japan, and another signal, Mike, as I dig deeper into
yeah,
this.
I didn't think he was doing cartwheels.
Now, you didn't look that happy, but I was like, oh, this man's dead inside. That's fine. But then I looked over at your mom, and I noticed that your mother looked concerned, not happy.
Not a smile.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she
I'm just, knew. The whole thing's been a little odd. I'm just curious about, and I don't, listen, it is what it is. But, you know, I asked you the first thing I asked you this morning. I said, was your flight canceled today? And what was your answer? Like, I haven't
I don't
heard.
Know. They wouldn't.
I don't know because
they
you don't care.
But
no,
you can
you
check.
Don't care.
You yeah. can check like any adult.
Why am I going to check if the flight's canceled?
Because if your flight is canceled, maybe there's a chance you can get this money back that all these people gave in and you don't have to deal with
you get
with
mad
all-
at him. You get mad at Oscar for that. Why am I going to check? Duh. Because of exactly what he said. Because of the regard for people in your life that did you one of the greatest solids
I'm aware of that.
That's ever been done. And you went, why would I care? That's the f***ing deal.
Oh, my God. F-balls.
God. And I mean, it's like a tutorial for you with that. You care because people, because of your association with me, did this for you. I understand the meds thing. I'm not going to say go to Japan because I'm not going to make anybody do that. What I want is some energy. I'm 58. I'm 58 years old, and I am empathizing with these people, and I'm not even going to fucking Japan. Jesus Christ.
There was a...
Do you know what? That's incredible. I'm never going to go there. I'm never going to have that opportunity. I went to the Masters. When I was telling people about how I got there,
yeah,
I choked up. Mm. I told that story on the air, and I meant it sincerely. I got emotional to think that the people that because of their like and love for this show took the energy and the time and ka-ching, 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 their hard-earned dollars, plenty of whom that was not an easy pull for, and they did that, and I got a lump in my throat telling people at the Masters, which was my dream trip,
right,
that they had done this. And so when you say, why do I care? You care because of your ability to feel for others and not just completely cocoon yourself in your own little world. There's the tutorial. With that said, I completely understand the med situation. I would be terrified to do it. I would be terrified to think that I was going to fly across the world and be detained, perhaps, because I'm taking a prescription medication.
Mm-hmm.
All of that I understand. All of that is a complete legitimate. What I don't like is, bingo, it's over. No, it's not. This has got to be fixed for the people that given it. And damn it, that's all I want from both you and other people on this show sometimes is just a given S.
Accountability.
Right.
Accountability. That just not safety. And I'll tell you something. I wonder if I create too safe an environment. We've been doing this a long time, and it just pisses me off. And I am losing sleep last night over this because I'm thinking about it. And you know, I had a conversation with Rob about it, who was going to call you and just sort of, because if I called you, I would have screamed at you. Because this you threw this into, this is on me now. The buck stops with me right now. And it's just, I feel for the people that did this. Incredible. In my entire career, I've never seen, not just me, they're doing it for everybody, for you and for Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob's thing is probably in jeopardy now, because why would they want to, you know, why would they want to put up more money for Rob's dream trip on it's not a dream trip, but it's a Disney thing that he'd love to go on after this.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a cascading effect here. And just a quick sidebar, and Mike, your passion, I think, is absolutely warranted.
Oh yeah,
we discussed this yesterday. But as a quick aside, I want to highlight the fact that when we were discussing how we were going to address this and how we could help in any way,
mm-hmm.
Mike sent a text about possibly figuring out how we could let him go, and Rob misinterpreted it and said, I don't think my passport's in place. And I read that.
It was a vague text, and I apologize about that.
With all due respect, Rob, that's when I look and I say, I am surrounded by the biggest idiots in the world. I truly, that's when I say to myself, good Lord almighty, everyone is in CYA mode.
The text,
24/7.
I realized it immediately, and I apologize. I'm so sorry about that.
Your passport's not out of date. Because you panicked.
No, my passport is.
You don't want to go to Japan.
No, my passport is.
I wouldn't want to go to Japan.
I would go to Japan.
You go to Japan, you like to travel. But yes. I
would have gone, but my passport is out of date. I did check.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So just for some context, I sit there, and I'm reading these threads fly through.
Right.
And I see Rob's, I think Rob misinterpreted the text and said that Mike was telling Rob to go to Japan instead of Pony.
Right.
And Rob writes back, I don't think I can go because my passport is out of date. And I said, this is not what we're asking. We're trying to help the boy out. But it's a classic our show that Rob was about to get on a plane.
I said, what time's your flight? Pony writes 10:30. I said, is there any way that you would be willing to go on this?
Yeah, if we could figure
Which
something out.
Which was directed to Pony. And then Rob writes, my passport is out of date. I think I'd have you. That's right. You look across at that big boy in the white sweatshirt. Pony.
I'm looking.
And count your lucky stars that you directly work with him more than me every day. Because he is watching your back because he is a nice, kind person.
He was about to go to Japan for you.
He didn't even put it in. I'm already thinking, you know, I'm already putting it in the Pony F's the show over mode.
Yeah. Right.
And Rob's over there going, I'll help out.
Well, you know,
my body.
You know, Jesus Christ.
I had a trip taken away from me.
Rob got up at 5 a.m., by the way, people, to come in today and roll in, you know, 4 a.m. to come in here and do this and everybody. So there's the overall, and this is to the people in the fan club that have done this.
Yeah.
I am not going to throw somebody under the bus for the reasons this happened. My sincere apologies is that this situation, due to Pony Boy, was not dealt with earlier, and there was an awareness. If you are so reliant on this medication, which many people are, I wouldn't travel.
I'm on it as well.
If Xarelto was my little blood thinner, was not on their fly list or whatever, I would be terrified to go halfway across the country.
What would I would? I think it's also important to note.
So that's not on the table. I'm sorry. What's on the table is. Is concern for the people, and it's not.
Accountability.
And accountability. Because there's none. There's none on our show, to be honest with you.
Know this.
There's very little.
That I know, so if you're at home and you're asking yourself this question.
Right.
And you very well could be. It's like, it's 10 days, man. Like,
you know, I'm sorry, we have to break.
No worries.
I have to manage the show.
Can I give some clarification when we get back?
When you get back, we will continue
about
this
the Mets.
And give everybody a chance to gather themselves. My God, we are late.
We are.
And we will come back with the... More show.
When I first discovered the free Mike O'Mara Show podcast, I was in intensive care, crippled with parasites. But Mike, Rob, and Oscar inspired me. I knew if I was going to stop my parasites, I had to stop being a parasite. I ordered the bonus show. As soon as I downloaded the first show, my guinea worms were more like gonny worms.
There you
after
go.
After three shows,
all right.
I told my
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. The average interest rate on credit card debt is a staggering 17% APR. Don't you wish you could combine your credit card balances into one low fixed monthly payment, and then that would free up some money so you could give a nice gift to somebody that you like to listen to? Let me tell you about Lightstream. With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49% APR with autopay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest on loans from $5 to $100,000 with no fees. Plus, see your interest rates before you apply. Lightstream prides itself on full transparency. Your application is 100% online, and Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, so you can be confident that you're working with one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions out there. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get that special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. That's Lightstream.com/TMOS.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So I've been flapping my gums, but I don't know whether... let me ask you this, Pony. Do you have any idea that there was any kind of... Because I don't want to blindside you on this, but did you get any sense from the thread last night, the text messages, that there was some concern here?
I figured that you were upset. I mean, I'm telling you guys,
I'm
there's
the
nobody here who's
I'm
more
not,
upset.
I'm not the only one. Rob's upset. Me. Rob's upset and Oscar's upset. Just in case you didn't know that.
I'm aware.
They're upset with it.
Okay. I'm upset. I'm more upset than anybody because I understand that these people did so much to help me. And at the last minute, something that I've been taking since I was in the third grade.
Yes.
It's as normal as like brushing my teeth.
Right.
I come to find out too late that I can't bring this into the country.
But that's your responsibility, right?
That is on me. Yes. Very much on me.
And in fairness to you, and I will, this is where I will play softball with you. You know, I will vent my frustration, but in fairness to you, there is no evidence that I've seen that would indicate that if you had done this 2 months in advance, that things would have changed. Unfortunately, when you have a situation like this that backs up to this close to your departure, it's a problem. And that's mm-hmm. the frustration is not your meds. You're still not getting that out of your head by your very first comment. You're thinking, I've taken this. I'm not upset about that. That to me would, first of all, not only be cruel and unusual, that would be actionable. You take me to court for that. Mm-hmm. You could say, hey, you're making me. I'd never
sue
in
Pony
a million.
Boy.
By the way, there are radio people that would do that. That would mm-hmm. say, you got to get on that plane, man. I'm not going to be that much of a monster with that. No, the fact is, what I want is just an awareness of the people that did this, because there are going to be people and completely justified that are frustrated and angry about this. And that's why, you know, Oscar and I made a call last night that we would talk about this on the air, because we had to,
as far as our listenership is concerned and the TMS fan club, it's only fair to them.
By the way, Adrian, I'll only take calls if people want to talk about this particular subject. So check with them. If they want to weigh in on that, I'll take that. I will take those calls at 888-920-6673, because, you know, out of these calls, sometimes people might have some insight, let the guys know if any of these calls are on this particular subject. We'll take calls.
We're running out of time. If you're gonna play ping pong and ding dang, you have to plan for it, right? Mm-hmm. And if these meds are part of your infrastructure, and I know they are, because I remember when we were in Vegas at one point, I said, give me one of those, because I want to see how, like, what it felt like. And you held on to it like it was your first child and you're childless. You said, no, I need every one of these. If I don't, it'll mess me up.
Right.
So I've known for years now that you're stingy with your meds and you need them, right? There's no, he's not over medicated. He says he's just got enough for himself.
Needs it to function.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Though a friend was in need in Vegas, you didn't hook him up.
Right.
So now that the meds.
All right, Rusty Ford.
The med side I'm in. Mm-hmm. What I'm not into and what upsets me and really fires me up is that if you know you're not going to go for whatever reason, if it was mm-hmm. like psychologically, I'm going to stop smoking and no one's going to be mad at me, whatever that is. Now you can never smoke again, because people have paid thousands of dollars for you not to smoke. All right. Think about it that way. The side that hurts me and concerns me is that you didn't even think to look if maybe my flight gets canceled because all this bad weather, and then I can figure out how to get this money back or take the trip later. You just shut down.
I didn't think about that factor. I didn't realize that would be a means of getting some money back. Yeah. All I was thinking about last night is how I can put the money together to pay these people back.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Can you touch your toes?
Listen. This is another one that I want to be clear on here. I'm gonna rant and rave and let you know how I feel about it. And I've been very clear on that. What I want to also make clear to the listeners that are listening to this, and you in particular, I know how you exist, and I know that you are paycheck to paycheck, and you struggle. You're not going to be responsible for coming up with this money.
I'm not going
to
shake you.
I'd never do that to you. I would never ever do that to you. This is about acknowledging the goodness of others and recognizing and not taking it for granted. And you did by your behavior. And even when Oscar mentioned the flight, you have to realize, you frame everything sometimes in a cover your own ass mode. And that's not, I just want people to know that are listening right now that,
We understand how
this would be frustrating. Let's take a call, because maybe we need some new perspective. Paulie from New York, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go ahead.
Oh, domo friggin' arigato. How you doing, boys?
Hey, Paulie. Hi, Paulie. What, you want to weigh in on this subject?
Listen, not for nothing. I have brought stuff into other countries between my legs, in friggin' socks. There's a way to do it, Pony. Don't be a fool nod. You understand?
Okay. All right. Thank Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, yeah. So, and really, yes, Rob Spiewak.
Pony, what steams me?
Steams you.
And you know, you and I are very close.
Yeah.
And I've been chastised today for being kind. I'm sorry that that is the way, that's what I go to.
Right.
No, no. No, but I'm saying that.
All right, now
this
you,
is,
you know, you've been chastised.
No, no, listen, let me finish, please. No, let me finish, please.
God.
And that is, that is.
You want to be kind?
No.
You want to be really kind?
I want to say
that you could be really kind.
How?
You could take your trip that was given by the fan club, and we could actually put the fan club members into a pool, and we could actually give somebody that trip. That would be kind.
That would. I'd be up for that. We could do that.
You would.
Yeah. We could absolutely do that. But what
then
I'm
saying,
I
won't have to chastise you for being
Mike.
Kind.
Let me.
It was the way you framed
okay,
it.
Okay, then
you're
let
not
me
right
rephrase.
Enough to know how to frame it. But
let me
know,
rephrase
you
it then. Right. Let me rephrase it. Right. One of my character weaknesses, as far as getting this show done, is trying not to get into the fray. All right. Mm-hmm. And that is a flaw. That is something that everyone is aware of. I'm not confrontational. I'm messed up that way. I don't do mm-hmm. that. We're similar in that regard. And I was empathetic that you know, had to go through this, and that this trip that I do believe you were eager to do was taken away from you. However, there was no urgency. And for someone who is so kind, I was shocked that you didn't go and burn the midnight oil last night to try to figure out, at least to have an answer for the people who reached out and did this for you, because this is nothing short of an amazing kindness.
It is.
And that's what bothers me. Now, you and I are very much alike, mm-hmm. but I couldn't see myself not doing that and staying up and trying and at least taking my call about making this happen. And I think that's another aspect. And it feeds
to
what
you said to me when we spoke, and Oscar and I and Rob and I spoke a couple of times about this last night. When you spoke to me, how many times did you try to call him? A couple of times?
I called him twice, and I texted him.
And he didn't
respond? No, I didn't get anything.
Is there a reason for that, Pony?
Well, it was after 10:30. I got up at 4:30 in the morning, so I'm usually in bed by 10.
He is in bed by a certain time. I have been down that road.
All right, we got to take a break, but you wanted to say one thing before, and we'll continue. We're no news to
this in on the TMOS fan club closed group, because I like to monitor what's going on.
Hi, Cappy.
This from Glenda Bloom, who's a friend of the show and Pony's mom. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This might be a little insight into the world of Blooms.
Okay.
This is BS. Pony had every intention on going. Matt spent the last 48 hours suffering over this med thing. No notice from the tour company about banned meds. So.
All right. So that's your mom saying that you really did want to go.
I did. I wanted this more than anything.
All right.
And I f***ed it up. Okay.
All right.
I mean, that's all there is to say about it. I will.
We'll take a break. And I'm glad your mom weighed in on that, because you know what? When we were questioning whether there was any desire to go, it was just, you know, the urgency and stuff like that. All right? And Glenda, you could have probably weighed in and called the tour company, too. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke. So much fashion. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Rexit and the rise of cable newsers in the White House. Plus, is a tsunami coming in the House of Representatives, Parkland protest, and the storm rages on. Stormy Daniels, that story has legs.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MichaelMaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the show. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. And all you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest. Digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs, it's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. I can't wait to see them. By the way, I got them, and
cool.
The same stuff I have, but to see it digitized is
nice.
Beautiful. I love what Legacy Box did for my family. All the work is done by hand right here in the USA. There has never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners, this is a huge exclusive discount. or our listeners a huge exclusive discount. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45, or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past. Welcome back, and
Mike.
Mom weighed in. What is? By the way, what do you think is BS, Glenda? Is it the way we're handling this, or what? We have a situation here with a fan club
in that, the situation room.
Yeah, we're in the situation room.
I mean, what do you think she's referring to? That the way we're talking about it is BS, or
my
I mean,
read is that curious. She thinks that it's BS that he didn't intend to go.
Yeah,
he tried to get out of it.
That's the read I'm getting.
That's the read I got.
And
okay,
that's my gut.
A little further context from the Facebook fan club.
All right,
Jeff Merman writes for Serious Pony big question mark, and he said Mike is saying everything perfectly. So they're tracking with you, Mike. They're tracking
like
that. With you.
Well, let me tell you why I am able to empathize with this so much. I'm able to empathize because I can tell you how, and this is just doing for others. I can tell you how people responded to me when I came back and talked about what that meant to me and what that trip meant to me, and people, that's what they wanted. It's a generosity that doesn't come
along doesn't
to
exist.
People that right. don't have like fatal diseases very often, you know, to get treated like this and have all my limbs working and be able to take my wife who looked at me. And by the way, for people that sent me to the Masters, my wife who looked at me like a week ago, she said, I can't wait to watch the Masters with you. Let me tell you, fan club members that sent me on that trip, I have to say, Pony, that's the reason I am able to empathize with that is because I know why they did it, what they get out of it. It's kind of similar to what my mom always said to me. And she said, when she volunteers, something my sister's doing now, when you do, you get much more than you give. Mm-hmm. The getting in this particular circumstance is to hear the details of what happened over mm-hmm. there, the content for the show. And that's the frustration.
Yeah, it's like a make-a-wish trip. It is like a make-a-wish trip. Yeah.
And you spit on that wish. Mm-hmm. More context from the TMOS fan club here.
This rolling into the Situation
Room? Yes, yeah, back in the Situation Room. Why not pack a couple extra days and take your chances? No way they're taking the prison over this. Millions of people are traveling to Tokyo every day. No one brings this drug in?
Well, it's easy to say that. But you know what? If I'm sitting in Pony's shoes... about that, I would be kind of freaked out. And, you know, but and the only thing we're taking issue with is the urgency of like finding out about all those little details. You put it to bed. You're somebody who once the task is done, it's done. And so once the decision was made, you kind of breathed a sigh of relief. And that was the frustration point that we have with this.
There's no fight.
I didn't mean for it to come across like that.
Could you find out right now if your flight was canceled, by the way?
I was going to, but I didn't want to do that.
Why don't you do that while we bring up the facts?
Because,
okay. Kiki K writes
it. I understand everybody's side from this.
Yeah,
totally agree. I'd pack him with my aspirin, etc. Kiki K, we know that you go all the way.
Kiki K, all the way.
All the way. You can't smuggle in meds. Like they're going
to
find him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, and I never in a million years would I ask him to. I wouldn't do it. I'd be scared to do it, you know? What is the old line? When you're busted for drugs over there, you're in for the fight of your life. You know, what was that
old
slogan they used to have?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Locked up abroad.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
It is.
TV show. Very, very frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Although if we had sent him over with a zip unit and we could have done a live broadcast from prison, that would have been something. I hear they have amazing internet.
It's just now it's and with the tour company, and this is hey Dirk, if you're listening to us today, or Merle, or anybody that has contact with SDM, let's see what we can do, or if there's anything that can be done. Anybody that can help in this situation,
right.
Anybody that's involved in this generous
that's
group
in
of
the
people
know
that do this. I want to just say again that we empathize with you. We understand what's going on with this. I'm not pleased about this. I am not happy about this, but I have to understand where he is coming from. And I wish I could have done more personally on this, but you know,
months to plan.
I just wish, you know, with this, it's the whole thing is weird.
And look, this is a stressful moment. And what concerned, I think the whole family here is like, oh man, like if we discuss this with him, he's going to go and like, you know, burn one outside right afterwards.
No,
know this.
No, you're not going to smoke.
You're not going to smoke.
No,
we're not going to stand for it. We're going to sniff you out every time you come back when you leave.
I was never going to do that.
But you know, we will have to always, as you do, submit to the sniff test.
Did you find out about your flight?
I see that it is on time.
On time at 10:30?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way it's leaving. What airport?
This is from Washington National.
What National? Let me look at you. Are you sure you know how to check flights? Because it doesn't seem to me like you know.
JL 7609.
What is the weather outside nasty right now, or is it?
It's snowing, but it's not sticking.
Did they lie?
Not sticking, right. You know.
So yeah, the flights will be on time. Mm. I flew out of Boston with with a blizzard. I mean, yeah. So that's the way that goes. That's interesting. What about Boston though? See, Boston
shipping out to Boston. If you can't ship out.
That's right. Please come to Boston.
Could be close.
That's the one.
That's
the one at Boston. Can you check your connecting flight? And
yeah,
see
I'm looking right now.
All right. And see what the deal is with that.
What time was that departing?
That is set for 1:40. That one is on time.
Mm.
Wow.
I don't think you're going to get out of Boston, man. That storm's going to...
Place is slammed.
Yeah, you don't even know that.
So it's 1:40 this afternoon?
Yeah, so far. But I think the blizzard hasn't started yet, or it's just started, but it should be sticking up in Boston because it's colder.
As I said, I have flown in and out of that airport in ridiculous weather, so
we'll
wait and see with that. I don't know, it doesn't change the reality of this.
Did you already tell him you're not going?
I told the tour group and I was waiting for them. They told me they were going to send me a message back.
What did they indicate to you that like we can make you whole? Clearly,
they were going
to an outlier.
They were going to send me that info.
It's making whoever.
Making the audience whole.
Did you address that with the agency?
I tried to, but again, there's something going on where I told them three different times to take SDM off of the contact list and make me the primary contact. And again, they sent whatever they were going to send, they sent to SDM.
Well, the thing is, though, that's legitimate on their end because he is the money person.
Right. Yeah, he's the money man.
Has he been AWOL in this process?
Mike, as I said before, I haven't noticed that he wasn't around, but I'll check again to see where he is.
Once again, anybody that can help us on that end, we'll try to figure this out.
This from Ronald Reagan Airport on Twitter, a Wednesday AM update. Snow is falling. Winter weather is expected today into the evening. Confirm your status of your flight with the airlines prior to coming to the airport, please. Many airlines are waiving rebooking fees for travel today. Check with your airline for details. Anything's possible, Pony.
Yeah, so we do have that, which may, but I think it's important to get the powers that be involved in this, and that's on you, okay? Mm-hmm. So you just figure it out.
Got to bring back the former president.
Here's something that...
Obama.
I don't mean to make it difficult, but they did this for you. You have to find this out. I'd like you to communicate with us. Maybe Rob can help you with that. And, Rob can communicate.
He knows how to act like a human.
Rob can communicate. So, Rob, if you wouldn't mind helping Pony with this, we can move on and hopefully get this thing resolved to a certain degree. We'll take a break and... when we come back, I don't know where we are in
this
show.
One headlight.
Yes, it is. Sixth Avenue heartache.
I'll do news. I'll do news just a palate cleanser.
Okay.
Just to do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station.
And we love it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Get them. They're fantastic.
They're great.
The bonus packages are absolutely amazing, and you're going to love them.
News!
Boo!
Stormy Daniels took a lie detector test in 2011 about her affair with President Trump, and she passed. The test went along with an interview that she did at the time with In Touch Weekly about her supposed affair with Trump in 2006. In Touch sat on the interview until this past January, and the test results are only just coming out because one of Stormy's attorneys paid $25,000 for them.
That's good.
It just gets more curious all the time.
I don't know why they need to give her a lie detector test. I trust her.
I do, too.
And everyone in her field.
During the test, apparently Stormy was asked three questions. Around July 2006, did you have vaginal intercourse with Donald Trump?
Oh,
around
God.
July 2006, Ooh. Did you have unprotected sex with Donald Trump? And did Trump say he would get you on The Apprentice? She answered yes to all three questions, and the polygraph determined she was telling the truth on at least the first two and possibly the third. So the only one that might be a little hinky would be The Apprentice, but that's that.
But
so
at least we know what style of sex the president prefers.
There it is. Yeah. In a new biography.
Never knew it about Teddy Roosevelt.
Or Reagan.
In a new biography called Robin by Dave Itzkoff, Pam Dauber, who played Mindy on Mork and Mindy, says Robin Williams was constantly grabbing her butt and breasts, taking his clothes off in front of her, and even wrestling her to the ground and breaking wind on her.
Oh, no, Robin.
But none of it ever bothered her. Quote, I had the grossest things done to me by him, and I never took offense. Somehow he had that magic. If you put it on paper, you would be appalled. But somehow he had this guileless little thing that he would do, those sparkly eyes. He'd look at you really playful like a puppy all of a sudden, and then he'd grab your boobs and then run away.
Then why bring it up, Dauber?
Yeah, I agree. Dauber. I agree.
Dauber hasn't been in the spotlight in a while, and Dauber yeah, likes a little attention.
I'm with you, Rob. Yeah. Somehow he could get away with it, she says. It was the 70s, after all. You're right. Why bring it up since he's dead?
Do you think he did treated the old lady in the music store the same way?
How often should you clean? This is fascinating to me. Your microwave. You might think using it kills all the bacteria. It doesn't. Ideally, wipe it down once a week. Deep clean it every 2 weeks. Your bathtub, once a week. The inside of your fridge, once a month.
Yeah.
I'm bad at that one. I think we need to do more. Your computer and your desk, once a week, Mr. Auville.
Oh.
Your pillows, every 3 months.
I ain't wearing a pillow.
Your mattress every 2 months. See, I'm so in love with my sleep number that I don't. And
how do you clean your mattress?
I'm glad you asked. Most people just flip it once a year, which you should also do. But cleaning, it's pretty easy. You sprinkle some baking soda on there and vacuum it up and spray it with Lysol to kill any bacteria.
Logic wins again.
I'm going to do that today. That's a cool idea. What was that? What did you say?
Logic wins again. How do you clean fabric?
Yeah.
Well, just like you would clean any other fabric.
Okay.
Rob's like, how do you clean a mattress? Like you would clean a carpet.
Hey, anything in there about how to shut up a co-host?
Okay, moving right along. A new survey asked single people to name the worst things to wear on a date. Here are the top 10. Number 10, I love this, super tight shirts.
Yes.
Number 9, Dan low-rise O'Brien. Pants.
I'm sorry to catch that number 9. I'm sorry.
By the way, number 9 is low-rise pants. Our interns should pay attention to this. Number 8, pants that are too short or long. Number 7, clothes that are too young for your age. Number 6, board shorts.
On a first date.
On a first date.
That's nice.
Number 5, granny panties or other unattractive underwear. Well, you're assuming something's going to go special.
That's right, Dan O'Brien.
Number 4, baggy clothes. Number 3, Crocs.
Oh, hey,
I wear Croc sandals. Oh my! Does it count that I just wear it, that they look like regular sandals down here in Florida and not Crocs?
The little kid Crocs.
They're not like the Mario Batali.
Are they rubber?
They're leather and rubber.
Then they don't count.
Yeah, you've upgraded.
What you do anytime you're wearing
they don't make them anymore, by the way.
Anytime you're wearing entirely rubber footwear, you've given up.
That's it. And that does not apply to my 4-year-old son.
No.
Who wears his Crocs in different colors because he's hip that way. And we
you mean like on each foot?
Yeah, he'll wear a yellow one and a blue one to school.
He's hip.
Yeah. Well, we don't let, fight your battles. That's
I
the
suppose
one
you're right.
I kind of encourages him to be, trouble.
That's like Julia wearing her purple lipstick. You just don't even want to get
down.
Involved. Yeah.
I'll put the hammer down as soon as he gets the dreads. Then I'm out. Number 2, and this is like for everybody, socks with sandals.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
And, Number one, wrinkled clothes. That's the.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm here for my date.
That one thank commercial. You, Mr. Ford. Collar's all messed up.
Rob Ford's here, and he did not go to the dry cleaner.
A 31-year-old guy in New Orleans named Chris Gehrig got put on a jury back in 2015, and one of the other juries was a 28-year-old woman named Sarah Abbott. He was the foreman. She was an alternate, and she had to just sit there and listen to the whole thing, but didn't get to vote in the end. She's still happy she ended up on the jury, though, because she and Chris started talking during the breaks. Then after the trial was over, they started dating. Last Wednesday, they got married in the same courtroom where the trial happened.
Hey, how about that?
They even got the same judge to officiate, and, you know, the only thing is, I thought this. I wonder if it was a murder trial. All right. And now a little something, something. A 62-year-old woman named Dolores Graham of Ocala, Florida, broke into a car on a dealership's lot on Saturday because she said she wanted to take a nap. Once she was inside, she lit up a cigarette, then tossed it under the front seat when she was done, and the car caught a fire. But even though Dolores had managed not to break into the car, she managed to break into the car, but she'd locked herself in and couldn't get out. So she started trying to smash the front windshield to escape.
Sure.
That's right around the time a cop showed up after he got a call about something suspicious going on at the dealership. He helped Dolores get out of the car. Then he used a fire extinguisher to put it out. She was arrested for burglary and felony criminal mischief. When asked for comment, Laura said, "Like my body."
There you go.
All right. I have no idea where we are on time, Rob. Do you have time for a couple of sounds?
Yeah, we can play a little of some tiny young sounds. Yeah, like baby corn cobs.
Very good.
Hi, Glenda.
Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I love you, God.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MichaelMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Super easy. That will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking. And we're playing catch-up, folks, so do it today. Because if you need it, Amazon has it. We want to keep this show going for a long time.
Please.
What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
If you've ever thought about wireless charging and you've got a Galaxy S9, you've got a new iPhone, an S8, S7, a Note 8, anything like that, including the new iPhones, wireless charging can go right with Rav Power Fast Wireless Charger. We have it here in the studio. I use it all the time.
Yep.
No cables. Just place your phone right on top of there.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the charger and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. So get clicking. And now let's open up the audio vault. We're caught up, right? Are we okay on time?
Yeah,
right
we'll
now?
Be okay. We'll be okay. We're doing play fine. A few minutes here and we'll be good.
A couple dumplings.
The audio vault. What's that? Huh?
We have time for some dumplings.
Yeah, right? Some audio dumplings.
Yes,
right?
Potstickers.
Audio dumplings. Oh, that's one. I like that. Audio dumplings with Rob.
That's good.
Audio
That's good clickbait. I knew that.
You know where they serve dumplings?
Where?
Do they serve it in Japanese restaurants?
They might.
Not really.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Where do they come from?
Mr. They're Japan? Mostly China. Oh, I mean, they have gyoza dumplings. Right, well, but
What do they serve in Japan?
I guess they would have more like a rice ball or something like onigiri.
Yeah, but you have to show up to get it, though.
Yeah. And actually, today they're serving crow. They're serving crow.
Yeah.
Now, I knew that Katie Couric's husband passed from colon cancer. I didn't realize he was so young. He was 42 when he passed. Yeah. And so she was on the Kimmel show last night and took Jimmy Kimmel to his first colonoscopy. And, you know, it's just a perfect setup because he's great. Is he not great?
Yeah.
And this is the setup before the colonoscopy.
Thanks for picking me up.
So well, you're going to get this done and you're going to feel relieved and you won't have to do it for probably another
5 or 10 years, so.
Oh, all right. All right. It'll be like the Olympics.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, I've met some real perverts in my life, but you take the cake, Katie Couric.
Has he taken drugs?
Yes, he's
groggy.
Look in your colon today, and the goal is to identify polyps. So if we see any polyps, we'll remove them.
Why do you think more people aren't getting screened, Dr. Ha?
Because they go up your That's why.
People say this isn't fun, but I say it's a lot more fun than being diagnosed with colorectal cancer, believe me.
It's true. You should put that on a bumper sticker.
I should, actually, because,
it's a long,
you know.
Bumper sticker.
Now, he was a little groggy pre-procedure, but the best Jimmy was post-procedure. Because right. My mom tells me how I was, after my colonoscopy, that I was right. Talking about building birdhouses. She there said, I have no idea what was with you. Here's Jimmy Kimmel, groggy post-procedure.
We'll see.
Mazel, mazel.
In 10
you.
Years.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Katie, for invading my colon.
Your personal space.
Yes. No, it's very nice of you. So how do people sign up to get a colonoscopy? The brown pages?
Very funny. They talk to their doctor.
Thank you very much.
Good job, Jimmy.
So that's pretty that's gripping cool. Television right there.
I love it.
John Oliver wrote sort of a response book to the Mike Pence family bunny book. They put out a kid's book for charity.
Yeah, I saw this. I saw this. This is interesting.
And it's actually right now number one on the bestsellers list. Mm. And here's John Oliver talking about his response to the Pence family's bunny book.
Mike Pence, who is a man who I think has few qualities to his name, is not a friend of the LGBTQ community, Mike Pence. So he's written a book about his bunny, or his family have written a book about his bunny. And so we, on top of that, have released our own book about his bunny, where his bunny falls in love with another male bunny and gets married because that's the world we want to live in. So it's a children's book. Yeah.
So that's number one book right now. They actually, going into a second printing, they didn't expect
to sell
anything.
Have you seen the Trump cartoon? Have you seen the Trump cartoon that's on now?
What is
it? There's a Trump cartoon.
Is it on Showtime?
They have a Trump cartoon. I think maybe it's on Showtime.
I need
I
to find it.
I caught a little of it last night. It's pretty funny.
In the interest of time, I will say that Ben Carson got asked about his $31,000 dining set. His response was, women be shopping, because he basically blamed his wife. Ringo got knighted. And Rose McGowan took some time out to wish happy birthday to someone yesterday.
Happy birthday, Harvey Weinstein. I told you we'd be coming. I told you 20 years ago, if I heard of you doing this to another girl or woman, I would come for you. Happy birthday from all of us. We win.
What, no cake? That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That was a heavy one right there. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and all regular mail to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again tomorrow for more BS. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.